Hi.
Hi, Kenny.
We weren't together today. I low-key like this, like, when we're not together on Mondays, so we can, like, actually come to the pod and, like, not talk, like, haven't been talking to each other all day.
Right. I agree with that. Yeah. We haven't been together on a Monday in a while.
Yeah.
Because I went into the office today.
Yeah. So, Mackie ran a half marathon.
Yeah.
Finally. Thank you guys for the support throughout my journey of training.
That's insane, dude. Like, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So Mackie used this Nike running app.
That's how I did it. So she's
a coach in her ear the whole time. His name is Coach Bennett. And, like, she played me a little snippet of what Coach Bennett says in her ear last night.
Yeah. I mean, like, I literally could not have done it without Coach Bennett. So, like, if anyone is thinking about running a half marathon, a 5K, a 10K, whatever it is, you got to download the Nike running app and listen while you're training. Listen to the guided runs. And on the race day.
What type of stuff is he saying?
Like, inspirational, go slow.
Can I say what he says? Wow.
Yeah.
You've made it. Look at you. I am so proud of how far you've come.
But it's not even cringe. Like, it sounds cringe like that, but, like, I can maybe play, like, a little snippet for you guys.
Is he, like, saying stuff as you get to, like, milestones? Like, you get to a mile and he says something?
Yeah. He's like, we're halfway there. Like, you've got it. I'm so proud of you for this. Like, this is what you set your mind to and you're doing it. And, like, stay steady. Don't speed up just because you feel closer to the finish line. It's like, you're going to get there because I know you are. And, like, you won't let yourself not. It's just, like, inspiring. Like, it made me tear up on mile 12.
Nice.
Because, well, I was also dying at mile 12.
Yeah.
Before the race, I'd only run 10 miles.
Oh, dang. So you hadn't gone the full.
I hadn't gone the full. And I think it was a little mental thing for me, too, because once I hit 10, I was feeling good. And then I started not feeling good after. And I was like, is this because I never did 11 or 12 or 13? But yeah, he was just being so inspirational at 12. And, like, my legs were barely moving because I really didn't want to walk. That was my goal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I teared up a little bit and then I made it, kind of was there at mile 8.5.
I don't know what mile I saw you at, but
that's where it was.
We tried to see you twice once during the run and then once at the end, and we made 4 signs. The sign said, hurry up, bitch, so we can go drink. How are those bunions feeling? Because Mackie has bunions.
Cool.
Like, severe. But have you seen Mackie's feet before?
No, I don't think so.
It's I'll have to show you.
It's like, this is her foot. Like, they literally stick out like this. Like, it's like a bunion. Like, literally so, sorry.
Cute.
Is that embarrassing?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not embarrassing. Okay. It's just, like, a part of me. Yeah. And that is what hurt. That's the only thing that hurt me the whole race. Like, I was like, holy shit. But I'm almost, like, used to my bunions hurting every day of my life. So just a little bit more painful when I was running on them. But, like, I'm used to the pain.
Right. Did you have, like, a time in mind that you wanted?
Like, under 230.
What'd you get?
219.
Nice, dude. Hey, come on, man.
It's
huge.
It wasn't, like, race. Like, I would have been, like, kind of upset if I was at 230. Also, I'd, like, look around at who I was running with.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, wait, no, I need to go faster.
you said at the end you were, like, swerving through these bitches. Like, she was sprinting at the end and everyone's, like, walking around her.
Nice.
People were gassed and I just have it in me at the end. I'm like, I can go.
Hell yeah.
Because I go slow the whole time. It's the only way you can finish something like that when you're not, like, a professional runner.
Do you think you could do a full?
No.
That's insane.
Like, a full is insane?
Yeah.
Insane.
I wouldn't want to do the training.
Yeah.
Because this was already brutal. I took it a little too seriously.
Okay.
I did.
Like, you feel like you were overprepared?
Yeah, I probably could have done a lot less runs.
Okay.
Well, she started training in, like, January, like, right in the new year. She was like, I'm training for this marathon.
When I decided I wanted to do one, I looked up when there was one in Nashville, and it was right after my 26th birthday. So I was like, I'll do that as, like, a gift to myself that, like, I can do it and I'm able-bodied when I turn 26.
Nice.
That's kind of, like, why I did it. It sounds kind of weird, but...
No, it doesn't, Mac. It's cute.
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Well, really? Everyone can do it.
Everyone can do it.
No matter what, you can. And, like, as long as you got 2 legs.
Yeah. I just, like, don't like running. Like, it doesn't delight me.
Yeah. The runner's high hit me a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. Like, your legs just keep going and, like, you feel fine and, like, you're so happy. But the environment was great. Like, there was never a time there was not people on the sides with signs cheering you on.
That's nice.
So it's like,
yeah.
How could you, like, not be having fun?
Right. And, like, the vibes are high and the music is playing. But
live music, like, every mile.
Nice.
Yeah. People, like, on stage and singing guitar.
What did you do afterwards?
Okay. So after we took pictures, Of course.
Of course, duh.
And then, well, I ran to them, took pictures, and then we went and got Mexican margs.
We went to Blanco. At 10:30 in the morning.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. We started drinking with her family. Her sister came to surprise her, actually.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was really sweet.
It was really cute. I was very surprised.
And yeah, we went to get margs, and then we came back, went back to Broadway, kind of just like did a Broadway day all day on Saturday.
Fun.
My parents were here.
Went to dinner at Hampton Social.
Nice.
And then went back to Broadway.
It was a gorgeous day.
Barstool.
Nice.
After we said we were done going there.
Mm-hmm. Well.
We ended up back there. I mean, we knew we would. There.
Yeah.
That's where everyone was.
And then Sunday rolls around. Sorry.
What happened Sunday?
What were
Sunday?
You going to say?
I was going to say I went to Ava. It doesn't really matter.
Oh. Is it Ava or Ava?
Ava.
You don't know.
Don't know. Haven't been yet either.
Haven't been. Yeah. Well, you're a dad, so I don't think you're going for a while.
That might be true.
Yeah.
Sunday
what
rolls around.
On Sunday? Like, I literally can't remember.
No, I'm trying to transition here, okay?
Oh, okay.
Sunday rolls around.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
And on Saturday, we were talking about how we were craving either Taco Bell or McDonald's.
Not either. It was both.
Oh, it was
like
both.
And.
Oh, it
like,
was
I
and?
Wanted both.
Okay. And I was like, kind of had my mindset on that happening on Sunday. And Mackie ends up going to lunch with her parents. I wasn't invited, but it's fine.
That's like so not true. Like, I cannot even believe this right now. So last night we're together and she's like, I mean, well, I wasn't invited. So I got McDonald's. I'm like the way she is with my family, like she's a part of my family. Like it's no.
I did everything with them that weekend and like it was fine, Mackie. But you just said earlier before we started recording, you're like, yeah, I did that to you, didn't I? And it's not that I wasn't invited.
I understand that I didn't say, hey, Kenna, like you are invited to come here with us. I told you what we were doing. And I was I literally said, come if you want afterwards. But like you were literally in pajamas headed out the door.
No, you didn't say come if you want, but like it's fine. I'm not mad. Like, by the way, I didn't want to go, but like I was just saying like it was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to brunch with my parents.
It was like, okay.
And this is like what we were talking about before we started recording about like, I want the invite just
I want the invite.
Like, I don't actually want to go, but I just want to know. I want to know that I want.
Yeah, exactly. I just want the invite. And it was like, oh, I'm going to brunch with my parents. Like they're trying to hit the road. Like it's going to be just like a quick thing. Ended up being 4 hours, but like, it's fine.
That's because we're sitting at the restaurant and my dad goes, oh my God, this is so good. I want to order more tacos for the car ride home to eat in 4 hours.
So dad.
And then
it took like an hour for the extra tacos. My mom was losing it. Like it was supposed to be like a 30-minute thing. Yeah. So that's why. But I understand. I went to get tacos, breakfast tacos.
And
of
I
course.
Was like, oh, I thought we were doing McDonald's and Taco Bell that for Sunday hangover food. And but it's like, it's fine. Like, okay, maybe I'll just go by myself.
When they leave. We had said we were doing McDonald's when my parents left. You know that.
What was I supposed to do? Just you didn't even like.
It's okay.
I wasn't invited. What was I supposed to eat?
No, it's totally fine. But like, please know you're always invited. Please know.
Okay, thank you. We had the discussion last night and I say thank you. But like, I'm not trying to just like invite myself. Like, oh, maybe you want it. And by the way, totally fine if you want to go to lunch with your parents without me because I spent the entire weekend with you guys. Like, totally fine. I'm not offended.
Wasn't the
but
case.
But like, that's just what I thought. I was like, oh, like maybe like we need a break like real quick. Like she can just, maybe she wants to recap the weekend with her parents without me. Totally fine. I'm not mad about that. But that's what she made it seem like. She was like, yeah, I'm just going to do a quick brunch with my parents. And like, then I found out that the boy was there and that like it was a 4-hour thing. Dude, it's fine.
What the fuck is going on right now?
Hey, this is what happens when you guys don't talk on Mondays. I guess it gets settled right here.
Because like, I want to say like, because I'm about to expose you.
Wait, why?
I don't want to.
You want but, to like, say because well, I had a boy?
Yeah. Like you were taking him home and in pajamas headed out the door. And I'm headed out the door also to go to brunch. No way you were going to make it.
But guess you said you were leaving in 30 minutes. Guess it I took should've. Me, like, if we want to go there, we can. You said you were leaving in 30 minutes. And I was like, okay, I'll be back
was
in 30
I not
minutes.
Was leaving right then and there? Oh, yeah, no, I was you leaving
said,
in 30.
You
yeah.
said we're leaving in 30 minutes. And I was like, okay, like, it will take me 30 minutes to take him back and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And when I got home, I was expecting you guys to be home. But, like, I didn't know it was like a, oh, like, if you get ready and come, like, if you want to meet us, you can.
Oh, okay.
Like, it wasn't that type of vibe, you know?
Okay.
And dude, by the way, I'm not mad at you and I'm not trying to like call you out and like put you on blast on the pod because I know Lori and Skip listen and they're going to be like, oh no, but like,
oh no, it's like, no, dude, it's like totally fine. But like, the thing is that you're always invited and like, I just didn't think that you were going to make it.
Yeah.
So I guess I should have extended the invite anyways. I did not mean to like hurt your feelings or make you feel uninvited and go to McDonald's by yourself.
It's okay.
On a Sunday.
I really wanted to do that. Honestly, I wanted to rot in bed all day and think about my decisions.
So what the fuck did you get from McDonald's?
So I'm pissed though, because I'm literally starving and I was craving a cheeseburger. I love the cheeseburger, but no pickles and no ketchup. So just onion, cheese, and mustard. And I was on FaceTime with Lexi. Oh, by the way, I went too early, so I couldn't get a cheeseburger. So I had to get a McGriddle. But Mackie loves McGriddles, so she was like so jealous.
Yep.
I was on FaceTime with our friend Lexi, and we were talking about McDonald's, and she's like, honestly, I get so annoyed when people are like, ew, McDonald's is so disgusting. Like, do you know what their food is? It's literally so gross. It's like, grow the fuck up. Like, it's delicious. Have you guys ever had a quarter pounder, a Big Mac in that bitch? Those things taste so good. Like, you can't sit here and say that it's gross. Are you guys with me or no?
Agree 100%. I think McDonald's is super fire. McGriddles, maybe the best thing in fast food.
Oh, really? It really might be.
Okay. And I will do a cheeseburger. Absolutely.
100%.
I'll also do 20 nuggets by myself.
Oh, like, yeah.
Let's 20 nuggets flat, done, no problem.
And people are like, oh my God, you know, they make it out of that nasty. Don't care.
Okay, I don't get the burger.
Yeah, she doesn't get the burger.
I get a lot of chicken nuggets, like a shit ton of them. But the McGriddle, I haven't had one in like 2 years because every time I go, it's like, oh, it's over. Breakfast is over. But it's like, I thought that they are 24-hour breakfast.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, it's like, only so some fake. Locations. It's That's only annoying. Some of them. Oh they, I know. They like asterisked the thing. Yeah. Like breakfast all day at select locations.
It's really That's annoying.
But when you find one that has it though, and you can get a McGriddle at like 4 p.m, oh, dude.
That is fire. Wait, so do you guys get it with sausage or bacon? The McGriddle.
I get it with sausage.
Ooh, okay. Do I need to do that? Because I got mine with bacon.
Sausage.
Wait, you know what that annoys me though about the McGriddle is that the egg is too much. Like, I have to take half the egg off.
Was it
fluffy? A lot of egg.
It's like a thick, fluffy. It like
because it's folded, right?
Yeah, it's folded.
Yeah, you don't need the second layer.
You don't need the second layer. No. So I take that part off.
Okay, that's fair. I probably will too.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten one in a while, but yeah. The fluffy egg can get a little ick.
Yeah, it can.
Icky.
For sure. But like, I'm so over the McDonald's.
Along with McDonald's, people are mean about Taco Bell too.
That's Taco Bell.
That's fire.
I think we need to get rid of fast food slander in 2024. We got to leave that in the past.
I love that.
We need it.
I
need fast food. Like, it's awesome. It's convenient. It's good in the moment. You might hate yourself in an hour, but like, I was going to hate myself in an hour anyways.
Yeah. Exactly. And like, is it even that bad for you?
I'd like to see the studies.
I do think it's kind of bad. I mean,
dude, I feel like Taco Bell's not that bad for you.
I mean, it's meat and cheese and flour tortillas. Like, it's there's an entire country of Mexico running off that. Like, and they're doing great, by the way.
They are.
I think it has to do with like where they get the meat, or like it's like the bad meat, but it's not that bad. It's just not nice.
Yeah, it can't be that bad. Like,
it can't be that bad.
Also, you're paying $2.99 for a 5-layer burrito.
You're like, right, Alex. It's cheap. It's convenient. What was the other one?
I don't know.
It's just fucking awesome.
It's cheap and convenient. It's delicious. Yeah. And I'm tired of the slander.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to go like tonight.
What's your favorite fast food restaurant that's not Chick-fil-A? You have to, because Chick-fil-A's on
it. You even have to do that. Yeah.
Chick-fil-A's on another level. Like, I wouldn't even consider it fast food. Like, honestly, like, it's so good.
Taco Bell.
I think I'd also go Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Really?
But I do have a tough time like stacking anything against a 20 piece nugget with sweet and sour sauce, like, and a blue Powerade. I have a tough time beating that anywhere.
I would have to say McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh my God, wait, this reminds me of
a funny story. But is Chick-fil-A your favorite?
Chick-fil-A's favorite, yeah, for sure. What about y'all?
I feel like Alex is a no.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Same. I mean, it's just the best. It tastes the best.
Oh, wait. I'm bugging. Cookout.
Oh shit.
Oh my God. Cookout's number one. Shit, big dude, double burger, cheese and ketchup. Get the tray with the chicken quesadilla.
Oh my God.
Hush puppies, cookout sauce. The end.
Okay, so we also had this conversation yesterday. Sauce.
Yeah.
If you had to pick one condiment.
Oh, tough. Yeah.
If you had to pick one condiment to have for like every meal, like, you can't do yum yum sauce when you get Asian food. You can't do soy sauce. Like, it needs to be one condiment for every meal for the rest of your life. What is the condiment?
Does this include like pasta with Alfredo sauce, that type of sauce?
No.
Okay.
No, no.
All right. Condiment sauce.
This is condiment. Yeah.
I think I'm taking cookout sauce over everything.
That's what we said last night.
Yeah.
I switched my answer though, because originally, if you had asked me this question, a week ago, I would say mustard. And here's my case for it. Mackie, go. Go.
No, her mustard case. This is her favorite thing to do. Like, it's her party trick. If you could do one condiment for the rest of your life, what would it be? And she goes, she listens to everybody's and she's like, okay, nice. And then she goes, well, mine would be mustard. And it's like, people are like, oh, why? And she goes, mustard. You can do honey mustard, Dijon mustard, yellow mustard. And it's like, that's not, those aren't the rules.
No, those are not the
those
rules.
Those are different. I say because
mustard,
sauces.
There's so many different ways that you can have mustard.
I've canceled so many different that kinds. Answer.
Yeah, so, I don't think you can do that. I think that's illegal.
Oh, fuck, that was my favorite answer. Like, no. I'd love to be like, oh, we'll get this. I have five different types of mustard.
So you to bring up a question and be like, and I have the loophole.
Yeah, yeah. But like, so, I feel bad that like I kind of busted your bubbles there.
Yeah, so I can't. So you canceled my answer. So then I'm taking cookout sauce
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
Because honestly, dude, I would put cookout sauce on my fried rice.
Yeah, same. I would try it.
Yeah.
I can think about it. It's probably pretty good.
How about dipping it like pizza in it? Like,
yeah. I dip my burger in it. I dip my fries in it. Yeah. I dip my quesadilla in it. I dip my hush puppies in it. Everything that comes in my tray goes into cookout sauce. Yeah. Same. And then into my mouth.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some and just try it on a bunch of different stuff now just to see if it really stands up.
I think you should.
We did it with our mini tacos from Trader Joe's and it was fire.
Fire.
Oh, that sounds phenomenal.
Yeah.
What if we go to Taco Bell and then go to cookout and get cookout sauce and then just.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with that. I'm obsessed. And like some people I feel like would say ranch because everyone loves ranch. But oh, actually, I feel like you can do more with cookout sauce than you can with ranch.
Yeah. Because you can put on fried rice.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. Yeah. I'm with that. Ranch would be runner up.
Yes.
Same. But it's gotta be good ranch.
Chick-fil-A sauce is up there too for me. Y'all don't fuck with Chick-fil-A sauce?
The Chick-fil-A Polynesian is, that's special
too.
Oh,
is that where it's at for you?
That one's good, yeah.
Oh, you don't, you mix them or like you're saying Polynesian is
no, the Polynesian one.
Yeah.
Polynesian is like, was like my third grade sauce, like third and fourth grade, like when I was younger.
It is a little kid sauce.
When Chick-fil-A came out.
A little kid sauce.
I think it is. Yeah. Because I feel like it comes with sticky fingers.
Yeah, it does. It's like, it's good though.
All right. Well, is that all about fast food and sauces?
I'm with you. I think let's stop the slander and let's bring it back in 2024.
Yeah.
Fast food year.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
Okay. All right, moving on. Okay, so obviously like throughout our weekends, we have questions that come up, you know, mm-hmm. from guys, random men that stop us on the street. I'm just kidding. But we have been wondering, and we've talked about this before, just us two. Is it a thing when couples, is it possible if your partner overposts you? Wait, how do I want to word this? Is it a thing?
Do you think that?
Okay. A question. I like that.
Okay, I'll do it.
Sorry, dude. I'm trying to get this right for the clip.
I know you are. I appreciate the effort. You got it.
Is it, do you think?
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Do you think that couples who overpost each other have issues within their relationship? Like, are they trying to hide something by overposting each other? Is that a thing?
No.
You don't?
No, I disagree.
Okay.
The answer for me is no. I see couples post a lot and like, I feel like they're doing very well.
You think that the couples that post like every single day with each other are like actually that happy in their relationship and that obsessed with each other?
Yeah, okay. I do. Because I feel like if you're pissed off at the person and you're fighting constantly, why would you want to post something cute with them? And like a caption that like is uplifting them.
Do you think that like, I'm thinking more about like celebrities and influencers and people that like have so many eyes on them, like if they're quote unquote fighting with their partner in the moment, but they post something like that.
To like keep the public from not wondering?
Yeah.
Give me an example.
Of like a couple?
Yeah. That like does this.
I'm doing the thing
I
that
know.
You.
Yeah, I already know who you're talking about. Wait, actually I know.
Whispering behind her. Can you hand do one more? For those listening.
Oh, okay.
You can hear your mouth.
Okay.
Wait, can you really?
Literally? No.
No. I don't know what you said. Okay. But you just hear your mouth.
Dude, yeah.
So I wouldn't say that it would be that they're fighting constantly and like they are not,
I'm not saying
vibing
fighting.
With each other. You're not saying fighting. You're just, saying, like not they're happy. Not happy in the relationship.
And like I think celebrity couples too.
That's your point, right? Like are they overcompensating?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I'm not trying to slander anyone's relationship here. But like Kelsea Ballerini and Chase Stokes, mm-hmm. I think they're so cute. They post each other all the time. It's like, is that real?
Well, if they post each other all the time, it's impossible to be good all the time. So I think by default, you know what I mean? Like yeah. every couple is going to have fights and stuff. And so like if you're posting all the time, by default, at some times you're posting when things are not super great.
Yeah.
I think in my life, there have been a lot of examples of couples who I know are posting all the good stuff and yay, we're fantastic and everything's awesome. And behind the scenes, they're not yeah. for sure. Like yeah. I know, and I know that to be more true than the opposite.
Yeah. Wow.
In my experience.
In my experience, too.
It just goes back to me being like naive and like believing everything.
No, Mackie, it's cute.
I'm like, I thought that they were happy. And like I understand like arguing and fighting. Like you still have to post if you want to. Like it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be together. Like if you're arguing and like you can still post.
You kind of box yourself in though. Like if you're one of those couples who. All right. So you start dating.
Yeah.
We start dating.
Okay.
Yes, everything's going great. We immediately start posting ourselves a lot on social. Mm-hmm. Your page, my page, it's all over the place. We're collabing, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, no.
We then get out of the honeymoon phase. Now it's real. Our relationship's developed and we get into arguments. We can't stop posting yeah. ourselves because everybody will be like, oh, what's going
on? What happened? I haven't
Alex
seen them in a while.
Yeah, what's yeah. going on? They haven't posted much together. Look, it's been 6 weeks. They haven't. So you kind of, you trap yourself if you start a relationship on social media because it becomes part of like your brand.
Yes.
Okay.
So you get stuck.
You get stuck. Yeah, that's true. And then there's no way that in 4 months, 5 months, like, and you're still posting like that, there's no way that an argument hasn't come up.
For sure.
But I still think it's okay for couples to post each other if you argue.
Agreed.
That's fine. Right? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when you're a public relationship and people are watching you all the time, like I've even caught myself doing it, looking, when's the last time they posted? Are they right. still together? Even if not, like,
I do
even
do that.
People that we know in Nashville, like where did he go? Where did her yeah. fiance or boyfriend or husband go? You know?
Yeah.
It's like
are they not doing well?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So it's like,
I see.
That's why I think so many times in public relationships, they wait for, I mean, some people wait for years until they post each other or they never post. But like, that's why they wait so long to actually know if this is real and like if we're going to be together yeah. because I'm not trying to have a million people in my comments and DMs being like, where's your man?
Right.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are dating somebody and you have a lot of posts with them on your social feeds and then you break up, do you go back and delete the posts?
No.
You
it's part them. Of my story for me.
Okay.
I have in the past.
Just gone back and deleted everything off feed?
Not everything, but I've deleted, like with my most recent ex was like 4 years ago. I like went back and deleted like a few things, but like there's still some things on there that like I looked good in and that I liked the photo. But I'm not trying to like erase him from my life. Like he doesn't need to be like all over my Instagram. You know?
Fair.
That's fair. No, I've kept up all of my ex-boyfriends, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just in high school. But
sure, yeah.
I know like some people go and like untag and everything.
Yeah.
I guess they untag if you block them.
Yeah, if you block, it will like remove them from the tag.
Yeah.
Which I originally did. So like he's not tagged in my shit anymore, but like I blocked and then unblocked because I don't care anymore. But like.
Oh, and it deletes and then doesn't put them back?
Doesn't put the tag back.
Oh, interesting.
Back. Yeah.
That's a hack.
Doesn't put
nice.
The tag.
So
are you, what is your plan of action when you get a boyfriend? Like, are you going to post?
That's a good question.
Yeah, like I'm very curious about
your plan. I don't
think
so. I don't think
plan.
For a while. Probably.
Not for a while.
I also don't know like how I will feel when I'm in a relationship. Like,
yeah, I'm so excited.
I also post so much in my life, so maybe I just won't care like in post. But like I don't know. Me acting like I'm a celebrity, but I don't know. I guess it'll just depend.
It's just like interesting. I just feel like it's like different for every.
It is. Every and some people also like when they break up will delete. Will erase like all their photos from their camera roll. I could never.
Oh, I would never do that.
I would literally.
That's
never.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
That takes so long. That's to me what's crazy about it is like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
No, not the deleting the photos. Like I have to go back and check everything out.
Oh yeah, I look
time.
Back all the time.
Yeah.
It's so fun to be like, oh my god,
is that
god,
crazy?
What was
like,
that
do you think everyone does that?
I think so. I don't know. I feel like more honestly. I feel like more boys delete photos in their camera roll than girls do.
Yeah, or they just don't even take photos.
Yeah. So they don't have that many to.
Yeah.
Like. If he's like down bad, I feel like he's deleting. If he's the one that did the breakup, maybe not. Maybe he doesn't care that much.
Interesting. Yeah,
or
I don't know.
If he like cheated or something.
I feel like my brother's like literally like thinking about them. Like they wouldn't go back and like delete.
No, they wouldn't. So like, it's either like
they just don't care.
Yeah, it's like you're the type of boy that doesn't care enough to delete, or you're like actually down bad and heartbroken and you can't even stand to see this girl in your camera rolls. So you're going to delete.
Yeah. So do you think that Kelsea Ballerini and Chase Stokes are unhappy? Like that's my thing I need to ask.
No, but I think they like put on a show for like the public.
Yeah.
I think they like overpost because they know that like people will eat that shit up. And it's like, do you think
that they are actually like happy together and like enjoy their life together?
I hope so.
Okay.
I don't know.
I just believe in their love so much. It's like,
I'm such a fan. Why do you believe in their love so much?
Just because of their content, literally.
So it's working.
Yeah, it works. That's for exactly me. Like right. They both post like dumps a lot, mm-hmm. and it's like very real life stuff. It's not just them on the red carpet. And
you like the behind the scenes.
I love behind the scenes. Yeah. So yeah, I'm just like feel like I'm so involved in their life and know what's going on, and mm-hmm. I think they've got it going on. I don't think they'll get married though.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Why? You both are so sure. Why?
She's just so against marriage, I think, at this point for me.
I think everything that happened with Morgan Evans, like, I don't see her. If they do get married, I don't think it would be for a while. Or, like, they'll do some, like, elope shit. Mm. If they're actually that in love and, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't see it happen. Like, I feel like they're just having fun.
Maybe elope, like, in Europe. But I don't even think that they will have kids either.
No, I don't think she wants kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay. So do you think women should make the first move? Girls. I like to say girls. Do you think girls should make the first move?
I think I love that. I'm obsessed with it. I do it all the time. I think it's so fun. I think guys are attracted to it too. Like, I feel like a certain type of guy likes it. Like, he likes a girl that is like going to put herself out there and going to go up and say something to her. Like, I think that some men find that more attractive. What do you think?
I agree.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I
– would you ever make I feel the first like, move?
I don't – okay, by like first move, what do I even mean? It means like, is it sliding in the DMs or going up to somebody at the bar or what?
It's like I'm talking in-person moves.
In person.
Talking to or like getting physical?
Talking to.
Okay.
Oh.
Like going up – well, both. Like you mean like going in for a first kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's hot if a girl does that. To a guy. Do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, you're the guy here.
Oh, for sure. I know there's guys that go the other way on it that are like, nah, I want to.
Oh, really?
That's for me, for sure.
What kind of guys are they that say that?
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Like, are they extroverted?
No? Kind of more like hyper-masculine type.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like want control of the pacing of everything and like wouldn't want the girl to kind of like interfere with how they see it maybe going.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side, though. I think it's really hot if a girl makes first move. For yeah. sure. Whether coming up and talking to you or, like, leaning in for something.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm fine with the girl going up to the guy first. I think that's cool. Like, hey, I think you're cute. That's literally what I would say, by the way. but the kissing. But the kissing, like, I think that's, like, totally the guy's job.
So you would never go in for the first kiss first? Or you would never like grab a guy's face and like kiss him.
Oh my gosh. I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty reserved.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever?
Yeah. I feel like I definitely have. I can't remember like a specific example, but yeah, I've definitely been like, I want to kiss you. And like,
that's
done
cool.
It.
Will you like, that. Will you wait and like, you'll want it, but you'll be like, I can't. I need to wait.
I just feel like, I don't even know. Like, I feel like, yeah, waiting till like he does it, I would say.
Have you ever waited so long that it just doesn't come and you're like, all right, forget this?
Oh my God, like I'm literally so inexperienced. Like I don't even think so. I don't think so.
I feel like if you're going in for it as a girl, like
I'm literally unexperienced in dating. Like I've gone on dates and like I've never liked them. And then like now like Colin, like I'm unexperienced. Like yeah. I didn't have anything in college.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I knew more about like grabbing a face and kissing. Like I literally like that sounds like a cool movie scene.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I wish I did. But like I think like I would wait. What have I had?
I'm saying like there's obviously that like when you're looking into the guy's eyes, you're on the same page or not if like you want to kiss each other. right?
Yeah, like I'm literally having to think back to like my first kiss.
Oh my God, Mackie, that's so different than now. Your first kiss was in like sixth grade, fifth grade. Like, are you serious?
Oh, my first kiss was in eighth grade.
Oh, eighth grade?
Going into freshman year of high school.
Maybe mine was, I don't remember.
When was yours? Do you remember who it was?
Yeah, I remember who, but I can't remember how old I was. Dude, you're thinking about your first kiss. You guys are literally 12 years old. Like, you're not thinking, like, that's so different than as a 25-year-old kissing someone and feeling the sexual tension. Like, it's just, I'm thinking back to my first kiss and to see how I felt.
There's no sexual tension on a first kiss.
No,
it's
bro.
It's just like, I it's think like we're nerves. Supposed to do this.
It's literally, yeah. I'm literally shaking my face. I'm like, oh,
but
okay,
I'm not, so just doing? Think about, like, when you first started talking to Colin, like, when you guys look at each other, obviously, like, there's that tension there that you both want to kiss each other, right?
Yeah, I just like don't even remember.
You don't remember the first kiss?
Maybe I do. Maybe I do actually. Now I'm thinking more about it. Yeah. I know like, well, the first time was like at Steeplechase.
Oh, did you guys kiss there? At the race? No, you didn't.
I'll
you
have to ask him.
I don't remember.
No, dude, that's crazy.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Like, I literally think it was like when we were maybe like in the car waiting for you or something that night. You like kissed? At Cookout. Okay. Something like that. But yeah, there was like the tension for sure. But I still think he made the first move. And like, I was waiting for that. Like, I would have waited 2 weeks.
But like, okay, so for a girl making the first, what?
I've just like never been in a bar and like met somebody and like made out with them.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, for sure.
See what I mean? I'm unexperienced.
Just, yeah, obviously I have.
You've never kissed someone at the bar?
Literally, no.
Like in college, when you ever like talking, like on a formal or like a date night or like someone that you're like
in college
flirting
I did.
With, like you're not kissing him? Like,
in college, I did.
Okay.
Okay, over to you now.
Yeah.
Miss experience.
I was just kidding. Yeah, you're experience. God damn. I sound like, oh God.
No, it's
I'm
normal.
I'm not sleeping like, with I'm all like, these men. I'm just kissing them, okay?
No, it's it's normal. Like I'm basically
Are you the odd one out?
The minority in this.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, like, as a girl, like, you feel that energy and, like, you're not, like, I wouldn't do that unless I knew that he also wanted to kiss me is what I'm saying.
Right,
at, like, 5 minutes ago.
Okay, totally.
Do you say anything or you just lean in?
I don't say, what am I going to say? Can I kiss? No. I'm leaning in.
I'm just asking.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Jeez, crap. Sorry, was that sassy? Jeez,
a little bit.
Okay, wait, sorry.
So when is the last time that you did this?
Like, kiss someone?
The fuck? Like went in like and made the first move with somebody. Like, I don't know. I'm just like, when does this happen?
I mean, like I knew this guy was interested in me, so it's not. I don't know if I technically like made the first move, but like I would kiss him first.
Are you more often making the first move or not making the first move?
Probably more often making.
Interesting.
Like I'll have guys say stuff to me, but they're not actually interested. Like if I like. Because I feel like we've talked about this, but I feel like guys are intimidated by me. So like I have to kind of show them that I'm interested first kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. That's fair.
You're also very flirty by default.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that could get confused as like, well, is this just for me?
Yeah.
Or is this just who she is?
I feel like I make it known if I'm interested.
Yeah,
when
you
I'm having
do.
A conversation with
oh,
you.
Oh, I'm just, yeah, you like make eye contact and like stare at them and like up and down.
Oh yeah, I love the eye contact. Like
you're
like,
very clear.
I'm just yeah, now like, remembering this.
It's like I literally stare into your eyes, and I'm like, yeah, I want to.
This one
kiss
guy,
you.
This one guy, a couple weeks ago was like, literally, don't look at me like that. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, yeah, no, I'm literally not flirtatious. I don't think.
Okay.
Like, I'm literally so awkward. Regardless of Colin or not, like I don't know how to flirt.
Yeah.
I don't know how to make the first move. Like I said, I would go up and say, hi, I think you're cute.
Like, I think that's a great move, by the way. I think that's fine.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Well, I also don't even know if I've ever done that. But like, oh my God. Like
that's how your fantasies start. Yeah. You're just that, like that innocent. Yours are like, I don't know what's going on over here. Some,
she's like
some
eye contact
stuff.
Up and down. Yeah. Like from
you're just
his
like I think you're cute.
Yeah. What's wrong with me, guys? Like, I'm starting
you're
to get
perfect.
Really concerned.
No, no Mackie, you're perfect.
We love it.
Okay. Like, I literally don't know how to flirt. And, like, even when you're texting, like, a new guy or something, and they're, like, trying to flirt and, like, get, like, a little
spicy.
Teasing out of you. I'm
teasing.
Literally, like, I'm like, ha ha, like, okay, what are you doing?
Going
like,
now.
Like she, I, like, I've shown her my text before and she's like, jaw to the floor, like, how did you come up with that? Or like, how are you saying that?
Yeah, dude, like, it's
not even that I'm being dirty or anything. Becky's, it's literally like,
is this
just
AI?
Like,
how did you do this?
Yeah.
Did you use ChatGPT?
Yeah, what is
wait,
going
so, like,
on?
How, I'm just like, literally, how did you guys learn to be like, be all like this? Like, literally.
That's a great, it, I mean, that's a
that's
great,
a great question.
Question.
Is yeah. it movies and shows and songs? Because that I miss out on. That's
I think
good,
so.
That's a good. I just
how
also
do you
feel
learn
like
to be flirtatious? Like, I feel like every single like guy ever that I've spoken to, like in the bar or something, like I just look annoyed and don't like them.
Yeah,
I don't,
you do.
I don't know how to speak.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know how to flirt. I don't know how to flirt. Yeah. I can talk.
This, I feel like, might be a bigger issue. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't know how to flirt. And maybe we need to do, like, a flirting 101.
Well, I wouldn't be, like, teaching it.
Oh, yeah. You would be taking the class.
She'd yeah. sit over here with a notepad.
I even need help, like, flirting with Colin. Like, I don't know how. You know?
We should do – that should be our next, like
– segment that we ask people. Like,
Our next, like, fan question.
Yeah.
Yes.
How would you want to be approached, like, as a girl and as a guy? Good. How would you like to approach as a girl and as a guy? That type of stuff.
Favorite, like, quote-unquote yes. pickup
like,
line.
Do you have any, like, ideas to help, like, people like me out?
Yep. I think that would be good.
That's good, Mac.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're
going
to
yes.
get you nice right. Job. Yes. I mean, it's not like you need to know how to flirt because you have a man's, but like, I
right,
mean,
but
it's
like,
always good to flirt in a relationship. Like if you're yeah. single or
and
not.
If it's something you're interested in, then like, cool, let's open it up.
Yeah. Let me learn to
let's
flirt.
Let's do it. Let's do
I'm
it.
I'm ready to flirt.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, is that the title of the episode? I'm
ready to learn. Like, damn.
Okay. Are we moving on?
Yeah. But that let's seriously is a bigger issue. Moving on. Okay. So Hailey Bieber is married to Justin Bieber. Sophia Richie is married to
Elliot.
What's his Grange.
Grange.
Okay, so what I had this like idea the other day I wanted to tell you.
Okay, go.
So I feel like Sophia dated Scott Disick. And he's kind of like drunk, going to rehab, like just kind of like not the vibe. I like love him for who he is, but like she kind of upgraded to marry Elliot.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just feel like Hailey kind of like stayed with like the grungy kind of like problematic sad boy Justin, and like I feel like Hailey kind of deserved to marry somebody like Elliot.
Okay,
like that goes along with like her vibe of like growing up and like her royalty of like being a Baldwin and like
okay,
do you agree?
I get that. I like this theory. I think though that she kind of like developed into who she is though after Justin, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, I don't really – is she considered, like, a royalty Baldwin?
With
I guess maybe, but, like –
it's her family, yeah.
I feel like Sophia Richie was just, like, bigger than Hailey ever was.
Okay.
Right?
I don't really
no?
know, but I just feel
but
like –
but that's true.
Like, I just feel like I could see Hailey married to somebody more like Elliot.
Yeah, I can
than,
too.
Like, Justin. Like, I just feel like he's a pain in the ass.
And didn't Sophia date Justin at one point?
Not sure.
Sophia Richie definitely dated Justin
like,
Bieber.
Sophia getting out of, like, the Scott era and, like, finding Elliot is just, like – I just wish kind of Hailey was married to somebody more like Elliot.
I guess
like
that.
Elegant and like prestigious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, but I also feel like she loves the fact that Justin is like that.
Yeah. Because she can, Hailey can kind of hit both vibes, I guess. She can hit like the bagginess and like.
So my theory is that she's pregnant.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Why?
Wait, sorry to skip here.
Oh, that's okay. I just wanted to like mention that.
I like that.
That.
I like that.
Okay. Why do you think that she's pregnant?
I just feel like she is, you guys. Like, I don't have any evidence to back it up, but like, I feel like
I would be happy about
she
it.
She posted recently in like a suit or something.
Right there.
Yeah, I just feel like she's not really.
Do you think that they like, would announce
know.
It?
I
feel
like
they would not. Like this, I don't even know.
No,
this
I just
baby.
Have like a an instinct that she is.
Okay. Well, we'll have to keep watching. I don't have for what she posts wearing.
Any evidence to back it up, though.
This would mean it's a girl, right?
Yep.
Are y'all serious?
April 20th. And then before that, in this giant
like,
leather
what
coat.
Are you, like, why are you? Yeah.
April 14th with a lot of flower emojis.
Okay.
Not looking pregnant there on March
28th. Damn. She's, I love her vibe.
She's also tiny. So it's like, she wouldn't be showing for a while. But I just feel like she's recently pregnant is my theory. And I have nothing to back it up.
That child, though.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad for it.
Really? I don't. I think I'd love to grow up with them as parents.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, I think they would be great parents. I just think like the paparazzi and like.
That would suck.
Any like all of that. Famous people having children, it's like I do kind of feel bad.
Sophia Richie did date Bieber, by the way, in August of 2016.
So I thought.
Oh, wow.
I also That's feel cool. like though there are a lot of celebrities that make the decision whether or not they want their kid to be in that life or not. Mm-hmm. Like there are so many celebrities that have kids that we've never seen, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they would probably keep their kid quiet.
I would think so too, especially like based on Bieber's experience, like how protective he was of Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
And that's just a girl he knows. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine if he had a kid.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. I'm going to keep looking for clues.
If she is pregnant, we can maybe potentially cut this and be the first people out there to be saying that we called it.
Yep.
Yes, that would be fire.
All right.
Well, that's going to wrap it up here.
I think
so. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.